Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, I just wanted to share a message from the Word of God that I pray will be a blessing to you. Recently, in fact, just this morning, I came to the Lord in my quiet time, and I had been wrestling with something for a number of days, and I wasn't certain what to do. I wanted the Lord's direction. I wanted His wisdom. I wanted to make sure the attitude of my heart was right before Him, that my motivation, that whatever I did would be with His blessings upon it. And I had been praying that for actually a few days, and I did not have any clarity. And the Lord spoke to my heart simply, wait. Now, I don't know if you have ever had the Lord impress that very thing upon you. You know, we've been talking about the importance of faith, and do you recall that incident recorded in the Gospels where the disciples came to Jesus and they said, Lord, increase our faith? And when we pray a similar kind of prayer, He loves to answer that. And of course, one of the ways He does it is by us learning to wait on God. And so that's what I want to talk about, waiting on God. And what I'm going to do, I'm not going to give some profound theological treatise. I'm simply going to share scripture with you. And I love sharing these kinds of messages because, you know, the Word preaches itself. All you have to do is closely listen to the Holy Spirit and basically use a concordance, and you can, amazingly, messages just sort of come together. And so what I want to talk about is waiting on God. And beloved, that is a faith building process. Before we do, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank You for the precious listening radio audience that You've given me. Lord, many haven't written, but nonetheless, I do pray for them just as much as I pray for my UCM partners and spiritual family. And Father, I ask now that Your love would be extended to them. Father, You know how much we need to be filled with Your Spirit, that in the midst of this dark and evil hour in which we live, the perilous times that the Scriptures told us would come in the last days, that You are causing us to become children of the Most High, men and women of faith. Lord, that we will not doubt Your Word, that we will be able to resist any and all forms of doubt that the enemy would bring our way and treat it as a very temptation and resist it and walk in that victory that You have provided for us. You said in Your Word, have the faith of God. And so, Father, as we share these next few minutes together and for the next few days, as we talk about what it means to wait on God, that those, Lord, who are in a similar situation as what I shared personally, waiting, needing to hear Your direction, to have Your wisdom. Father, we thank You for the grace and the sensitivity to Your Holy Spirit to be able to do that. And Lord, we thank You that we will become strong in faith, that we will not, as Abraham, we won't stagger at the promises of God through unbelief, but we will be strong in faith, giving glory to God, knowing that what You promised, Lord, You're faithful to accomplish and perform it. And so, Father, also I pray for those who have needs in their lives, whether it's physical, material, spiritual, financial, circumstantial, burdens regarding loved ones. Father, I thank you for the faith of God that is enabling us to cast all of our cares upon you. And Lord, that you would move in every need. Father, you are our God who loves us, who cares for us. And Father, I commit every burden, every care, every need into your hands. We come boldly before your throne of grace. And Father, we thank you that you are moving. And Lord, that with the faith of God you have given us, we will see astounding answers to prayer. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, having said that, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you know full well that the Word of God exhorts and encourages us to wait on God. And I'm just going to share a few scriptures. Hosea 12:6 says, "Therefore turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually." How often should we do that? It says continually to wait on the Lord, because he is in the process of answering prayer. I could share so many testimonies, stories of in the years of ministry, how when we prayed a specific prayer, what I'm thinking of specifically now is for many years when Brother Glass came to the San Francisco Bay Area, we had a beautiful Lutheran church that was at the corner of 41st and Telegraph. And when doors were closed and we needed to move, we got opened a place on Alice Street, and we knew that was just a temporary location. We might have been in Jekyll and Square, I think, for a while. But we prayed for God to give us just the right location, and he eventually did that. But it seems we had to wait a really, really long time. But God heard our prayer, just like Daniel, the first day we prayed to him. But even as Daniel, the answer to his prayer was hindered 21 days. And the angel Michael came to him and said that indeed there was warfare in the heavenlies, but God heard his prayer when he prayed first off. And so that's our situation. We don't understand in our particular situation, God was working to set up circumstances so this actual place that we did move into, a Moore Drive, would be available to us. The other church had to vacate the premises. So you see, he had it all outlined, he had it in hand, but we had to wait for the natural processes to occur. So just be encouraged to know that if you have asked the Lord for something and it hasn't happened yet, it doesn't mean that he's not moving behind the scenes. Let me share another passage of scripture in Psalms 27:14, where it says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord." And as you wait upon the Lord, what does that passage declare? It says, if you really wait on the Lord, and as you are of good courage, if you do that without fainting, without being discouraged and depressed, he will strengthen your heart. And if you need strength right now, wait on him and be encouraged. Be strong to know, be strong in your faith to know that God is going to hear and answer your prayer. And then Psalm 37:7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him." It goes on to say, "Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way." So what? If the wicked seem to be prospering, their apparent success and blessings apparently are just temporary and for a short time. So what do we wait on God for? Think about when I say wait upon the Lord. Why? What? What for? Well, first of all, that important promise that Jesus declared we would see fulfilled one day, all the saints, and that is his return to planet Earth. We're to encourage ourselves with the thought that Jesus is indeed coming again. So we wait for the return of the Lord, which is getting ever closer. Today, we are one day closer to the return of the Lord than we were yesterday. We also wait upon the Lord for the fulfillment of his promises, the fulfillment of his word. Habakkuk 2:3 says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, it shall not lie, and though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry." And so we wait upon the Lord for salvation. And by that, I mean the comprehensive meaning of that word sozo, salvation, not just our soul salvation, because when we repent and come to the Lord and ask Jesus into our hearts, into our lives, that happens immediately. But God is concerned about our entire salvation, the salvation of body, not just our spirit when we're saved, but also our soul, that healing process that occurs when we allow the Good Shepherd to restore our soul from the ravages and abuses that the enemy has heaped upon us, in some cases from birth. And so we wait upon God for salvation. Psalm 62, 1 and 2 says, "Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." Praise God. And then we wait upon him for guidance and for teaching. Psalm 25 and 5 says, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me." Is that your prayer today? For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Amen. Lord, fulfill our heart's cry. Lead us in your way and teach us. And then we come to him for mercy. In Psalm 123 and 2, and I'm going to start reading that verse, "Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hands of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of their mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us." So we wait upon him for mercy. Well, there's much more that we can wait upon the Lord for, but we're going to have to wait until tomorrow's broadcast, and I will continue to share these beautiful promises of Scripture with you. But if you're in a place that you need the strength of agreeing prayer, I mean, I prayed with Sister Deb in the office before I came on the broadcast. I could not get into the program that does broadcast Pro Tools. I couldn't get into it. I mean, the computer simply was not functioning. And we agreed together. We did another task, visited some folks, and returned something. And when I came back, guess what? It's working. So praise God. There's a power in agreeing prayer, and I never hesitate to ask for prayer. So I encourage you, do the same. If you're standing in a rough place right now, note down that contact information the announcer will give. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at this same time. God bless you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.